we had a little Shogun action.
Oh,
what is it? Yeah, what? What's the deal with you guys doing stuff when I can't do stuff?
We just do stuff and then you never can do it.
That's not true.
Last night.
Last night, exhibited. I couldn't. But this entire week, you guys, Christian said you played PUBG every single night.
No.
And never text me.
No, we didn't.
You text me one night.
We didn't play Thursday night or Friday night.
Friday night, we were Valentine's in.
Yesterday, we played. And then, like, Wednesday night, we played. We told you at youth group that we were going to
play. So many times.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you were super tired.
Yeah. Plus, I hadn't seen
Hannah
all
Tuesday night before, we played. And you were working in center till, like, midnight.
That's true.
And so we didn't tell you then until while we were playing. And then you
said, we didn't want to rub it in.
This was a... Guess how many hours I worked this week, boys?
What? 52. That's my real guess.
57.
65.
Whoa.
In 5 days. It was good, though. We got the bathroom done. It looks money.
Wow.
Did it start to finish? You want to hear something money. Disgusting?
Yes.
The turd pipe.
I'm sure everybody else does, too. Ooh.
The 3-inch...
Is that the technical term?
Drain line. Septic line. Look down there. Look down the poop drain at the end of the day, on the first day. Cracked. There's some poop buildup.
Ooh. Wait, what?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, we're like, what's that brown spot? Shine a flashlight down
you
there.
You ask what the brown spot was in the poop drain?
Yeah.
In the poop shaft?
I feel like I could have told you what the brown spot was in the poop shaft.
And
I
the,
hope it's a mouse.
I wish it was, because then at least we could have fleshed it out. It was cracked. The turn, the 90 degree.
Yeah.
Was cracked. So we had to cut out all the concrete, dig it up, and a tree root had wrapped itself around the 3-inch drain line, cracked it, and then the roots were going down inside the drain.
Oh, that's crazy.
So everything was having a really hard time draining. It was going super slow. One of the pipes for the vanity, 1.5 inches, typically it's 2-inch line. So you want like a decent sized drain line so everything can vent through. Plus that way air can flow, that way it drains quickly. It was 1.5 inches and it was completely clogged solid.
Whoa.
On one of them. So
how do you think snakes get up in there? I've seen that in Florida. I mean
snakes, right? Can get in pretty tight spaces.
Yeah,
but I mean a 2-inch drain line's like this big around on the inside.
How do they get, where does it go?
Sometimes it's a septic field. So yeah, there's drain fields, there's septic tanks, there's city sewer, and then there's these other lines that go into a small tank, and then it hooks up to a sprinkler system. Which, so in the new house, that's what our field will look like. It'll be a septic field with sprinkler heads. So once it gets to this level, activates this pump and it waters. It goes through a filtered process, so it's not nasty.
I thought it was just like fertilizer or something.
It kind of is, just because it's not. I mean, you wouldn't want to drink it.
You do not drink that.
But it's not going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah, the Rousseau's have poop water sprinklers.
Yeah.
Do we have poop water sprinklers at our old house? Because I feel like I remember Dad saying something about that. Because it would stink sometimes when they first turned on.
I don't think so. We were hooked up to city. But the Smiths, like Scott and Carrie, they have one.
Oh,
it
goodness.
Waters their backfield.
Ugh.
Yeah. Pretty nasty. Yeah, but I was doing that all week. It was pretty fun. How was you guys' Valentine's Day? Was
good.
It so fun?
It was awesome.
So beautiful.
Yeah, I only had to drive like 15 minutes to our destination. It was great.
Where'd you go?
It's called the Tuscan Pig in South Longview.
I've heard of it.
Off High Street. Yeah, I've heard of good things about it.
Delish.
It was pretty good. I think I've realized I don't like Italian food that much.
Oh, but it's such
I don't like red sauce that much.
That's true. I agree.
It was like red sauce pasta with not a ton of meat. So it was kind of like, what am I doing here? I could just get some spaghetti noodles and
meatballs or whatever. I love the white sauce.
Is it ragu?
Alfredo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could do that without meat, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was good, though.
Yeah,
I don't want to say anything else, Christian.
What'd you do?
We went to the Grove. We went to the Grizzly. And it was good. Delicious food.
What'd you get this time?
This time I got Beef Wellingtons for my appetizer. So on Valentine's Day, they have a special menu where each person gets an appetizer, a soup and salad, or salad.
That's what they had at our restaurant,
and
too.
Then a entree, and I got beef Wellington appetizer, lobster bisque soup.
Oh, that's delicious.
Turns out you would think it was delicious. I didn't like it. I've never had lobster bisque before, and you know what I was thinking? I thought I was thinking of clam chowder. When I looked at the menu and I saw lobster bisque, I was like, oh, I love
clam chowder. That's like clam chowder, but with lobster instead.
No, but it's red and doesn't have any chunks of anything in it.
What?
What's it kind of taste like?
It's just like the boiled
It looks like tomato soup, lobster, and it tastes like lobster.
Oh, I've never really, I don't think I've ever had lobster.
Me neither. I never had it. I thought it was going to be clam chowder. and it wasn't. And it was not good. Haley loved it, though. So it was probably good lobster bisque. I just don't like lobster bisque.
Mm.
And then I had a 14-ounce...
ribeye?
Not a ribeye, a New York strip.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was good this time too.
I got a medium rare again, and they cooked it medium rare this time. It was good, but I don't know. Actually, I'm not going to slander the Grove. It's a beautiful establishment. I think that they overextend themselves on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
because there were so many people there, and
they couldn't perfect all their dishes.
Yeah, they couldn't put as much love into each dish. So like the plating was a little bit crazy, and the sides weren't as good. But the steak was really good.
Yeah,
same at our place. It was like we were trying to get. Just checked out. I went up to go to the bathroom and tried to find somebody like, hey, we're ready for our check and everything. Cause there are people lined up at the door waiting to get their table. And we're just sitting there. We've been done for like 10 minutes.
Oh,
just sitting there like,
get us out of here.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a little weird. They had like five, it looked like only five people on the floor of the entire restaurant and nobody had an assigned table. So they're all just bouncing around everywhere. Oh, that's crazy. Everyone was getting confused. One of the guys, like, we had finished our entrees a while ago, and they were going to do dessert, but it took them a while. They got over to us, and one of the guys looks, sees that we have our entrees, and we've been done for a while. It's like, oh, dear God. Walks away, comes back with, like, to-go containers, and then gets dessert order, and then comes back.
What'd you get for dessert?
They had, there was some, like, gelato that looked really good, but they weren't doing it that night for some reason. Even though it was on, like, the Valentine's menu.
Oh, gosh.
But it was, like, I got tiramisu and cannolis.
What's tiramisu?
It's like a wet coffee cake, kind of.
Mm, yep. I've had that before.
It's good.
It was good. It was good.
It was
cold and wet. Mariah did not like the texture.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun, though. You never eat cake that's like that.
That's true. You know, I don't like his tres leches. You ever had tres leches?
Yeah. It's like really milky.
It was
cake.
A little bit like that.
But tiramisu is like more puddingy, I feel like. Tres leches is like trying to be bread, but
covered in milk.
So wet. It's like a milk bread. The ones that I have had, I feel like with desserts, it's like depends on who makes it. And
who made the tres leches?
Abuelita.
Is it authentic?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. There's. We had our Shogun experience was awesome. We had a Mexican chef,
mm-hmm.
So not authentic, but really good.
Because it's hibachi.
Yeah.
Bro, it was good food.
It was
tender steak. The sides were good. Mm-hmm. The fried rice was really good. The salad. I liked the salad. They didn't really like the salad.
That was last night.
She stayed up today on my drinks. Like every single time I would, it was like, dang, better service than the Grove. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
And it was only like $20.
It
was 18 bucks or something.
Yeah, they didn't come refill my drink once at the Grove.
What? Yeah, they had some trouble.
That busy.
They had some trouble with mine.
Yeah, you guys went the next day.
Yeah, we went Saturday, had our date the day there. Then we went to this place called Marble Slab. It's ice cream, all like fresh made in house.
That could definitely be a steak. Restaurant.
I know, but I thought it was one where they were going to make it on like the granite or marble table where kind of
cold stone.
Yeah, but they could mix stuff in. That's kind of what was their thing, but I just got banana pudding ice cream.
Gavin.
It was amazing.
Was it fire?
It was actually fire.
Oh.
They make all their ice cream though.
I love banana pudding, dude.
Dude, it literally...
I got teased with the banana pudding custard the other night. Turns out it's not available at the Longview Andes.
Yeah, dang it.
Yeah, what? Teased? Oh, teased.
Like, someone told me, I'm not going to say who, but Haley was like, there's banana pudding custard at Andes.
Where is it available at?
It was at Tyler, and the one in Tyler, I think.
They can't make it here?
A banana pudding concrete would be unreal.
That would be it. I would get that.
I would get that. With some wafers. Oh my gosh.
Vanilla wafers on there. Hoo-hoo.
I've not once changed my order from what I get at Andy's, so I always get the James Brownie.
Funky Jackhammer?
No.
It's full. The JBFJ. Oh, yes. That's his government.
Yeah.
But I would try that.
I have been getting a custom. I haven't had one in a long time.
Oh, same.
But I've been getting peanut butter cheesecake.
Whoa.
Oh, it's good, dude.
You have not gotten that.
I've gotten it, dude, and it's delicious.
I do not believe you. That sounds too good to be true.
Well, it's good and it's true.
Have you guys seen the clips for the Maryland Foodie Boys podcast?
Yes,
I have. I have, actually.
I don't know if they actually have a podcast or if it's just clips.
I think they have a podcast.
Because I couldn't find it on any of their links. I didn't look it up on Apple Podcasts. But it's pretty funny. All the comments
are pretty hilarious.
Yeah, people are like, okay, McLovin. Because they all have nicknames for each other.
McLovin.
He does look like.
There's Chub Perm.
Yeah, Nonchalant.
Is Chub Perm in that one?
Group leader. Group leader.
Group leader, Chub Perm, McLovin.
Nonchalant. And no name.
It was like the dude that started the clip, the one who was like wearing headphones or whatever.
Yeah.
He brought up something and then the McLovin looking kid said something and in the comments it was like, dang, McLovin's challenging group leader's authority.
Yeah.
It's like an examination. It's a social hierarchy.
It's so funny. They got.
I saw one where Chub Perm kicked it off and he was like,
you guys get recognized?
He's like, he's like, I've been recognized a few times, but I'm curious. Have you guys been recognized in public before?
And McLovin's like, oh yeah, you know, I've been recognized at my basketball games a couple times. And then I think it's No Name goes, yeah, I've been recognized by some of my by my soccer team.
People yeah, on my soccer team. It's my like, soccer team.
Your own soccer team recognized you. Oh, it's so funny.
I'd love to go back and say that entire sentence to like a person from 200 years ago. They would have no idea what's going on.
What sentence?
Every single word we just said.
McLovin Nonchalant, and we're talking about
Chub Perm, group leader. Are these like code names?
Nah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, the clips that they have. There's only been a handful that I think of. They do actually talk about food every once in a while, but yeah, it was funny.
I had a little fun this week. I got like a random app popped up on my phone, and it was like a picture of like a cartoon dog. So I clicked on it and it was the Apple Playground, like an image playground. So it basically would like, you just let you create AI images. It just like showed up when an update happened. And so it'll take like pictures from your camera roll and then you can add like different layers of stuff. So like this one was
that Christian.
Yeah, this was a picture of Christian.
Oh, yeah.
And I put him like hiking in the desert and a starry night.
How young was he? Was this like 2014?
Christian? No, I could not get a picture. Like, this was a recent picture of Christian. I could not get one to look where, like, he wasn't 12 years old.
Weird. Well, that literally hair. Looks that's exactly like...
I know.
That's like the haircut I had when I was young.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But the eyes and the teeth are way off.
Yeah.
That's the best
AI can do. That's not even realistic.
Yeah, that's
this,
too bad.
It whipped this up in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, but ChatGPT can go way better
if you,
than that.
If one of you had
they
on
could
your
do
phones,
like a photorealistic one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could either do like animation or like drawing. What are the two options?
I see.
Like stick. is that you?
No, that's you, dude. It looks just like you.
What?
It does. In the face, yes.
That's insane.
100%. It looks like a young Gavin. It's weird. It makes everyone look like a baby version of themselves.
The night I discovered this,
that just not
I was in bed doing it, and I just started dying laughing at this one.
That's so creepy.
This looks like a monster.
Oh, yeah, it's like soulless Gavin.
Especially like being skinny in the woods wearing a hard hat, like... Oh, he looks like he's about to eat
you. Look at that hair. What is that hairline, bro?
That's like a horror movie when it's like there's someone outside.
Yes.
That like looks like your friend or whatever. And then you look over and you realize that your friend is like with you. So you look outside and it's just
that's
like,
me.
It's like Gavin, yeah, it but is. Slightly different than
what's,
Gavin.
My hair the is not even.
That looks crazy. Just like you, Gavin.
No, it does
yes,
not.
Yes, it does. In the face, 100%.
It's got your like your cheekbones
right,
and your jaw.
If it had the right hair and your eyes, it got it's
the
nailed
hair
you.
Is off.
It looks like you if you were smiling really creepy and were like had the longest and skinniest neck of
all time.
Bro.
I think it's uncanny.
That looks like Parker. What the hell? Dude? That does look like you.
Why are you actually an old guy? That's crazy.
I put myself at royalty on a stage at night.
Of course he did.
It got your ears pretty good.
Why
do
you look so
honest.
Scared though?
I know. I just saw the picture of Gavin, I think.
I have to go to the ball.
That is crazy.
And then got it little Hannah.
Oh, it's Hannah. That looks like Hannah if she was like crazy.
Yeah. What
like if she was like really angry when you played video games or something.
She looks a little bit
I'm telling you, it's the eyes and the teeth that really.
Yeah, the
it.
Teeth are cooked. I don't know why they're so bad at teeth. They very the strategically back there. Didn't include. Didn't include hands.
That's a. This was a.
They actually got your hair right, but Gavin, your face. Your face doesn't look as good as the other one. The other one got your face really good, but your hair was cooked.
This one, your neck is more accurate.
This one has a normal neck and normal hair, but your face is kind of clapped.
You make me an astronaut.
Yeah, you're an astronaut. You're in outer space. I made Devin.
Devin.
Oh my gosh.
It looks pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's.
It's pretty good.
Except for he looks so old.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, nice hair.
And dad.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe
he's
this,
a race
dude.
Car driver in the
classic,
city.
Yeah.
Yeah, the teeth are.
I feel like I think if the next one's mom, this was the most accurate one.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty normal.
That just looks like a picture with weird eyes and teeth.
Yeah.
Look at the teeth are insane.
They're just like squares. They couldn't even figure out how to shape teeth.
Yeah. They're like diamonds.
Just blocks.
It's a grill.
I think there's one.
It's
more.
Iced out carry.
That. Okay, that face act. That looks
Mariah,
like
Mariah with bad teeth just changes the whole way she looks. She looks insane.
I'll never let her
you
get
didn't
bad
do
teeth.
Haley?
I there was no like it wouldn't let me do a picture of Haley. It was like people in my camera roll.
She's not real.
Oh.
So
wait a second.
So Christian,
why do you always dang got a crown on? Oh my gosh. What is that?
That's Bryson.
Dracula?
That is crazy.
That was like the kind of the face I pulled, so I had to make him Dracula on the volcano.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. He's very.
That's so funny. If his hair needs to be curly, not straight spiked.
Yeah,
look at that, bro.
That is insane.
That's funny.
So creepy.
Just a devastating stare with the volcano in the back.
In the back.
That's unreal. Is that all of them, or is there more?
I think that was all I made.
Oh. Mariah's back. Still looks insane. That's crazy, dude. I gotta get on that.
It was cool. It was so much fun.
Yeah, guys. Hey, text us. Send a picture of yourself if you want to see it. Actually,
no.
You know what?
Gavin. Hey, one of Gavin. I was dying laughing.
That's insane. That's so creepy. Also, why did it make my hair so dark? I'm not even.
I wonder if I can do it. No, you probably can't do it on here. Yeah, but that's what it looks like. So that app just like. Popped up on my phone.
That's such a crazy game.
That's
confused.
Crazy. He's got 2 stars.
It's so bad.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not supposed to be.
One of the days I went to use it, it just was like, it said it was downloading content for it, and it didn't even have a progress bar or anything. So for a couple of days, I couldn't use it.
Oh, weird.
But then the other day, it started working again.
When's Apple's AI intelligence going to start working on?
AI intelligence, I don't know. It works on my phone. I got the beta update. I think that's why I got the Playground. Because it's doing the weird little glow thing when I do Siri now.
Oh, it's AI Siri.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it'd be a little bit smarter.
So that was pretty fun.
That is awesome, dude.
We can't really do much else.
Yeah, just, you know, portraits.
There's a real limitation to different.
Yeah, still working on the teeth. Your mic just fell.
Yeah. Oh, no. But I didn't even put myself as royalty those times. I just did it. It was weird. It like sensed my aura or something.
Weird.
Oh, they added aura sensing.
Bryson's cooked. I think he's a vampire.
Gavin's the woodwalker. That would be.
Oh, no.
Oh, when you're creating a story, have AI.
Yeah, create the characters. Create the villains.
I'm going to use those as the thumbnails for this episode.
You should have AI generate Big Dracula. What does Big Dracula look like?
Actually, yeah, I don't think that.
We have to be very specific in our prompt.
Yeah. Dracula and.
Oh, that would be cool. Do you have the image one?
Yeah. My phone's about to die, though.
It's Dracula and.
My phone's at 1%.
A Bigfoot / deer had a baby.
Dracula, Bigfoot, and a deer.
A okay. buck.
No, Dracula had a baby with Bigfoot
with
that
big
was also
deer.
A deer.
Oh my gosh, it's so terrifying. I don't even think we can show it on the podcast.
I'll throw it into the Apple Playground and make it a little cute.
Yeah. I'll say make it friendlier.
Can I see the creepy one?
I just sent it to the guest boys. I said make it more family friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
freaky.
Gosh. That is freaky.
It was terrifying.
Whoa, is that a deer sticking out?
Yeah, make it friendly. There's just a deer back there. That's a pretty.
Oh, here. There. This is a good one. Not much Dracula involved, but.
That's all right. Oh, that's cute.
The one's with the mustache. That's funny.
Yeah, it's got a mustache.
Guys, it's too cute to put it on.
It's Big Dracula.
Why is his eyes so giant?
It looks like a gremlin from the movie Gremlins. Yeah, it does.
From the movie Gremlins.
Wow, insightful.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to get some. Oh, bingo.
Bingo. That's a sound I like to hear.
What does it think? It's Halloween.
Oh yes.
I like the
just cosplaying as a
have we never thought
look at the
of
earring too
before.
What the heck,
but more menacing. I'm gonna do more menacing.
Ooh,
he's a villain but make his family friendly still.
Is this the cute one, the second one? What was the prompt for that? Cute.
Less scary.
Another one. Dang it.
He sent another one that was just like horrifying. It like doesn't know how to tone it back. It's either just the most scary demonic image you've ever seen, or it's just like a little baby. Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Nailed it. ChatGPT nailed it, bro.
Nailed it.
Hey, that's what they say. It only takes 5 tries.
Oh yeah.
That's actually pretty
he's
good.
A little perfect, dude. Thing. He has painted toenails.
Oh,
that's cool.
No, they're just black. That's just his species.
His eyes need to be smaller.
Yeah, maybe. But that's good. Eyes.
Yeah, this one's kind of like endearing.
Yeah.
But also scary. You know.
But he can become, it's like Sully from Monsters, Inc. He can be so strong and scary, but also so soft and plush.
So soft and plush.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Parker.
Here we go.
USA forever, you guys.
You gotta want to explain what?
I don't really know what this is.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, basically, USA and Canada had a hockey match yesterday.
They're beefing.
And during the national anthem, Canada was booing us, and they've also just, they're so mad about the tariffs.
During the U.S. national anthem, they were booing.
Yeah, which is
like the whole stadium, all the Canadians were booing during the national anthem. Which is insane. That's like, I've never seen that done before.
We should literally...
To any country.
We could...
Why don't we just explode them?
We would. We could conquer so fast.
Oh, they don't even have a military.
They have a little
They're
bit.
They're only a sovereign state because of the U.S. They would have been invaded by Russia years ago if it wasn't for the U.S.
Look up how big it is.
This is Canada's military, and this is our military.
Yeah. No, bro, that's terrible. Don't put that in there. That's too creepy.
It's not.
Look up... size of Canada's military.
Do you want to watch this sick
video? Yeah, look up their military first.
Basically, right when the puck dropped, there was a fight right then, and then like before 9 seconds of actual gameplay passed, there were 3 fights.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I want to, hold on. Can you bring up a video of them booing during the national anthem?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I needed to get me fired up.
Dude, that is electric. Oh my gosh.
Where was the game at?
I don't know.
Probably in Canada. It had to be in Canada if they were booing during the national anthem.
Canada is so pathetic. You know what? I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I'll cut that out.
It's true.
Why do you think Gavin was so defensive when we said his kids were going to be Canadian?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Do you believe that?
That's crazy.
That is so foul.
That never happens at like the Olympics.
Would you throw hands
like
with somebody? Three are sitting in a row, and they start singing the national anthem, and people start booing next to us.
Bro, you're getting dropped.
Dunzo, bro.
I would definitely think it.
I would think, oh, I'm about
and
to
then,
punch.
And then I would think, okay, what are the repercussions? Let's do it.
I'd probably begin a conversation about it.
Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. What's going on? Oh, because
obviously it's
funny.
Not everybody booing, but I'd be like, yo, if someone's right next to me booing.
Let's see what this Canada fan has to say.
President saying we're going to be the 51st state. Not like that. Why would I be any kind of encouraging on that? That's just the silliest thing I've heard.
You
have a president that wants us to be the 51st state, so how am I going to stand on that? I'm not going to encourage that.
Any president. In my life, so no, I'm not okay with the Americans right now.
I think there's people in the U.S. that would boo the U.S. anthem at the moment, so I don't think that it's like...
Really? You get out of here.
Then leave if you boo.
You're from the U.S. and you say it's okay to boo the national anthem.
Typically, like so rude for Canadians to do it.
I would expect the fans in Boston to probably retaliate by some hefty booing of their own. But again, like, you know, in my opinion, right? Like, yeah, there's a little bit of political background to it, but also like it's sport. And so it's kind of a time to just have some fun and not take it too seriously.
Seriously. I do understand why they're booing, and I agree. I'm frustrated. I'm angry.
You're frustrated and angry because the U.S. is putting tariffs on you? How
are you
about
frustrated
you
and angry after they got face-pounded by the USA players?
How would you make your own goods and quit trying to import everything to the U.S. if you don't need us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you so upset about the tariffs if, oh, the U.S., we don't need them, they suck, then go your own way.
We should start a political podcast. There's not enough of those out there.
Come on. Run it.
There's no, I don't see the point.
Oh, that's electric. I didn't know this was going on. I'd love to watch this.
It was going on last night during the dunk contest.
Oh, let's go, boys.
Gloves off.
US versus Canada. They're fighting right now.
Right off the hop. Yeah, boy. Oh, he's donezo. Oh, yeah, he's just getting thrown around by the U.S.
Right on, take it to the guy, I guess.
The tone's been set. So did the Canada win that one? If the USA guy goes to the ground first?
I don't know.
Canada was definitely getting face pounded more, but
yeah.
He like leveraged into the ground. Okay, next one.
Another. I don't even want to play hockey.
Yeah, they just want to fight.
Hockey's boring, dude. Start throwing.
I learned about the fighting strap this week.
Yes, bro. Yeah, Canada's getting beat up. Like, they'll get punched in the face, and then they'll just start trying to, like, boom!
The little strap that's on the back of their uniform so they can't pull their jersey up over their head during a fight.
Is this in Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wicked. And the U.S. went in there and won this game, too. What are they doing for? Impactful they were in the USA game one win with
four goals and deal with him. One just more in the first 9 seconds, another one.
Oh, let's do it.
That's so fun that they let him fight. Well, we're kind of getting beat up in this one.
Yeah, that number 10 is not a good fighter. All you have to do to win is, like,
keep your helmet on.
Be the last person to go to the ground.
Oh my gosh. Three fights.
Nine seconds
into the game.
They're all dapping each other up. That's awesome.
Oh, that would be so fun. Who won?
Oh my gosh, why is it not just the first thing that pops up? Oh.
US won 3-1.
Interesting.
Oh, that is hilarious.
At four nations face off.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, disgusting. Canadians, dude.
I'm sure there's some good ones.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones. I know some good ones.
I mean, there's some good people up there.
Yeah.
But as a concept, Canada is just kind of
to boo the national anthem. Also, Justin Trudeau, their prime minister, who's getting...
He's resigned already. He's like, I'm stepping down with whatever this day.
Dunzo. Everyone
like, why
hates
don't you
him.
Do it right now?
He sucks, and he had an interview...
He's so hot, and he's so not.
He had an interview, I think it was with CNN or something. Or no, CNBC.
CNBC
was
CNN.
Asking him about the tariffs that Trump was talking about implementing on Canada if they didn't... You know,
if they didn't step in line,
secure their border. Oh. And he was like, you know, there's things, some things about Canadians and that we really hold true to ourselves. And one thing we're most proud of, it wasn't like, oh, we're hardworking, all these things. It's like, that it's that we're not American.
Oh my goodness.
So.
Not even proud of being Canadian.
Yeah, just proud of not being an American.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. So don't be an American because you're not.
Yeah. Tell me about the movie you guys just saw.
Yeah, we just went and saw Captain America. Both of
you, what are your thoughts? What are your reviews? What are your rankings?
Didn't think it was very good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did Hannah like it?
No, she kind of thought the same thing. It was like not the greatest. You know, Marvel really kind of has fallen apart after Endgame. They're really not going to recover again. They're trying to make a new Captain America. So, like, the Falcon, who's now... He's called Captain America.
Yeah, he's a cool character.
That was the title of the movie, was Captain America, whatever. And they also have this new lady that's the head of security for the president. Ooh. She was is a widow, so like one of the Red Room Black Widow.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was trained as a widow or whatever. And I don't really like her character. Really? Yeah. She's like trying to be the new Scarlett Johansson or... for the franchise, because she's dead.
Oh yeah, spoiler. So, thanks. Didn't know that one.
They're just trying to recreate all of it, but now none of them are super. Like nobody has superpowers. Bucky came in for one part of the movie, and one of his quotes. This isn't a spoiler or anything. It was just like to the new Captain America is like, you know, we have like. The old Captain America or Steve Rogers, people looked up to him and had something to put hope in, like put their faith in him because he was a superhero. He's like, he gets in a tough situation. He might be getting beat up, but you know, he has a superpower. He's got something up his sleeve that he can do that he'll come out on top and win. But he was like, but you're someone that people can aspire to be. Like you don't have superpowers, but you,
that's true.
People could become like you because you're human.
Yeah.
It's like, that's stupid. I don't want to watch a movie about that.
No.
Give me somebody with superpowers that can actually do something. Because, like, he's in a bad situation getting beat up. And it's like, okay, what's he going to do if he doesn't have his suit on?
He's cooked.
Yeah.
So. Then it makes you think, man, if I'm getting beat up, all I need is a cool suit.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Or Iron Man.
Yeah.
But he's no Iron Man. He's not that smart.
Literally.
Can't do all those things.
What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like Marvel movies have just... I feel like they've always been this way. I don't know if they've really gotten worse, although there's been a couple good ones. There was the Avengers movies are pretty good. The Infinity War and Endgame, Black Panther also.
I love Black Panther.
Oh, I love we're all Iron good, Man's. But I don't know. I mean,
it probably just doesn't have the same like story.
Yeah,
no,
like,
it doesn't.
Which like the Black which Panther was, like, was kind of independent. Its
redeeming factor was like the fact that it was so massive and such a cultural phenomenon that it was so cool because everyone was talking and. Like the like, all these characters that everybody loved and everything.
Yeah.
Now it's like all those characters are dead. There's some new people. They're not really that cool. And the story isn't as grand. It's just like a new villain gets introduced and then they get killed in the same movie. Like what was cool about Infinity War and Endgame was like, it was like a villain that was around for like the whole time. He was like the villain.
It was being built up as like, okay, who's this guy that they keep showing up in the movies?
He was like the main villain of like the whole franchise. So they made those movies really cool because it was like, this is the you know, culmination of all these prior movies. Now it's just like, oh, they created the bad guy. And it's still fun. I think it was a fun movie to watch, especially in IMAX. It was cool because it was loud and whatever. Oh. And it was kind of like, this one was kind of cool because it was like some plot twists. It was like... not exactly what you thought. There was some backstabbing involved.
Oh, really? Yeah. I saw that in the previews. Harrison Ford turns red.
Yeah. But also, big that's red. In the trailer. That's like the main, that's like one of the main things.
But it literally doesn't happen until like.
Yeah.
Seriously?
The like on end. Like the cover photo of the movie, it shows him, Harrison Ford, as the Red Hulk.
And he's fighting Captain America. But.
I hate stuff like that. But some people love it. Like they don't want.
Surprise.
They don't want to be caught off guard.
They're like, oh, this is...
Gavin.
That's so dumb.
Not stupid. Other people have different opinions. And one of them is my wife.
She wants to know what's going to happen in the movie before the movie. And
some things she'll be like, if I've seen something, she'll be like, what's going to happen? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
But like, does this happen? She'll pretty often make like a prediction. Like, is this going to happen?
And it's a pretty bad prediction.
It's usually pretty like accurate, but I won't confirm or deny it. And then I guess that
Shutter point, Island must have been just devastating for her.
Oh my goodness.
Has she seen it?
Yeah, we watched it.
Oh, yeah.
That was another one of those things that we did without you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
One of those classic activities without Gavin nights.
They're so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
What did we do?
I'm so excited for Tuesday. Something?
Shut up.
Don't we did something without them.
What?
We did something without them.
Oh, yeah. Like last week, we went to the dinner and then we went to live music.
Yeah, we walked around downtown. It was cool.
It was.
You wish you were there.
Literally.
You did what?
But we're so glad you. Yeah, he wishes he knew what we did.
He literally heard us too. You know, we do. Oh, I'm so excited to play video games tonight.
That's me every single night.
Yeah, Hannah was wondering, what does Mariah do when you're playing video games?
She loves watching.
Yeah.
The other night, she was like, can you play Fortnite? This is real life. She actually did that.
No way, Parker. You're making that up.
I swear to you.
She said, can you play Fortnite?
She doesn't like PUBG as much.
She wanted to do something else.
No, she sat there and she watched me play Fortnite.
It's just stimulating all the colors.
Yeah, dude, it's the best. It's not like PUBG as much because it's slower and not as many colors.
Yeah,
which
that's
is not as easy right, for my
true.
Brain to want to be like, oh,
you know what you need PUBG. To do? You need to have a tripod with this, reels just scrolling through. You can have that going while you're playing PUBG.
Yeah, some or something similar.
That's interesting. Like,
I got a solo. Got a solo.
Yeah,
W.
That's cool.
On what?
On that's Fortnite. Impressive.
You're joking.
My second one ever in my entire life.
Seriously?
Yeah. I got on, played one game, and then stopped.
And you've had a good life.
I've had a good...
Had a good life.
Yeah, I have. You know what?
Why'd you question that?
I don't know what that has to do with Fortnite, but man, now that I think about it, my life's awesome.
Hey, it's been a good ride, boys.
Yeah. I love...
You've had a good life.
I liked one reel that had some reference to Fortnite about, oh, when the boys are getting on. All I have is Fortnite reels.
I also sent you some. I sent one like remodeling this cute little one bedroom, two bath.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Or something like that.
It was on Fortnite. Somebody was doing a build on some little shack.
Why? What do you think the reason is that it seems as though, and maybe this is an ignorant observation and it's not really true.
Coming from you, most likely.
But it seems as though women don't have as many hobbies as men do. Like the fact that Hannah would... be like, and this isn't like a Hannah thing, this is just like it's a normal thing to ask, but like what am I supposed to do while you're playing video games?
I think it's like that's a good question.
I think we have more just like sit around hobbies
that are, well, that like are quicker golf. Like you can do anytime, like video games is super easy. Like Hannah goes and makes candles with the girls sometimes.
Yeah, that's a hobby.
That's
but,
a hobby,
but it's like a pretty big,
but that you can't do that
do.
All of the time.
You can't just be like,
women don't have something they can do
all the
time. Oh, in
5 seconds, I've decided I'm going to play.
Yeah, but also, like, even people that don't do video games, like, I've heard the same thing said about, like, golf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
women golf?
Not, it's not as, it's
not
as popular
like,
not
really.
Among women.
Yeah, that's true.
Some women do, though.
Some.
Haley likes golfing.
Yeah.
She likes golfing or watching
She
golf?
Likes, like, riding or whatever.
Yeah.
In the golf cart. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is, or maybe it's just not true and I just haven't even noticed women doing women hobbies. Maybe reading, I guess. That's probably more common for women to read.
Mariah loves to read.
And puzzles.
She loves puzzles.
So I'm just going to think
we're on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, we aren't home that much, just not doing
a lot. I would say like puzzles are her video games, but a puzzle is also like more commitment, harder to like, you got to get this thing. Oh, it's going to be on my table.
I wonder why women
days.
Don't like video games.
I don't know.
I wonder if there's something in our like monkey brain that in our human brain that did not evolve from monkeys.
It's
but our primitive brain. Our
it's so simple. Brain. We're just like, oh, we want to fight and I want to fight and kill something.
Just like adventure.
I just gotta get on.
That like video games.
Yeah, it's just not as common.
Yeah, and there's also guys that don't like video games.
Yeah, it's like a.
that's
it's like
that's
a bell curve.
Funny. I mean, you're going to have
kidding,
some
guys.
Of there's some outliers.
It's okay, I don't like video games.
I don't
you know.
You know
what's really crazy?
What?
There was this, there's this very, very popular case. I'm going to butcher it.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of people probably like seen whole documentaries on this. I saw like a 20 minute YouTube video, 30 minute YouTube video, which is basically a documentary.
Yeah.
But I forgot the names of everybody involved.
Okay.
And kind of the details about the story, but here's a vague outline.
I can tell it's going to be good.
It's
another Chinese proverb.
Two twin boys are born.
Okay.
One twin, normal boy. One twin, circumcision was botched.
Oh. Oh. Is this the one that they transitioned?
Yes. So this guy, Robert Money, I think. Something Money.
Yes.
John Money, something like that. His last name's Money. I remember that part. And so they don't know what to do with this boy because he's kind of messed up or whatever. Really sad. And this guy, John Money, who he's this guy from New Zealand, scientist, psychologist. He says that actually there's no intrinsic innate difference between men and women. It's all environmental. So like if you raise
societal
and environmental. So like it's not with your genetics. It's not with, there is difference in genetics, but that doesn't reflect behavioral difference. What the only thing that reflects behavioral difference is environment and society. So he says you can raise this, the kid's young. If you raise him as a girl, there will be no difference between him and a regular girl.
Mm-hmm.
And like from the time, and what would like, there's a lot of things that were like, he just like didn't like all these things that girls like little like playing with different toys and just like in temperament, there were differences. But one thing, even though he did not like, he always, even though they raised him, he believed he was a girl till he was like in his teens.
Oh yeah.
They raised him as a girl. He always peed standing up. Like no one taught him to. Wait, like he thought that he was a girl. He was a girl. Like,
oh yeah, okay.
Exterior, like his whole body was a girl's body, basically, after the surgeries that they did. And like from the time he was like a kid before he could communicate, before anyone taught him how to do anything, like he'd always
Pete standing up.
Yeah.
What?
And
I've
then
heard the story.
It's really a tragic
part.
Story because later on in their life, he obviously realized that he always was way more masculine and then realized that he was actually a boy. And then like tons of tragedy in the family. John Money was exposed to be a massive fraud and like really immoral. He was a pervert. Mm-hmm. And a lot of his ideologies are still like accepted as like, this guy made a lot of progress for us. He did not. But like, I don't know. It's just weird that there's like, it's obviously, I think, clear now that it's way more than environment that affects.
It's also
like,
crazy
the
how
things
much...
that people like. But one of those things is video games.
Is he working with the Nazis? Because I feel like they did a lot of weird. They did a lot of weird stuff like that with like people in concentration camps.
I think he was after
like,
the Nazis.
1921.
I think this happened in like
died
the 70s.
In 2006. That is.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, insane. I'd heard that before.
What a freak. That guy makes me so mad. And he was celebrated. Like when he was running these studies, he published them as though they were hugely successful. And people loved him and like gave him so much money. All of this, all of his like findings were like just baked into these. Like, because this was right during this like sexual revolution. It was in the 60s or 70s when this was happening. And so people were just like trying to find something that would like back up their claims about gender fluidity. Mm-hmm. And so this guy was publishing that his experiment with this boy was a huge success and no one like challenged him on it. And so he was just celebrated forever. Even till the day he died, he never admitted that he had any fault or that he was immoral in anything that he did regarding the boy. When it was, not only was he like a criminal and like a pervert to these boys, but also like completely not productive and ruined their lives. And he still clung to like
how he was just a
revolutionary and a scientist. And it's crazy.
What
dude.
Terrible parents to be convinced. Like,
well, they were desperate.
You know what?
But still, that's crazy
to be that desperate.
And they had like no money and this guy was going to do it for free as part of his like
give him a bunch
experiment
of money for it. Probably.
Yeah. So insane.
How botched was that circumcision?
I know, bro. I would have sued that hospital for bazillions.
Yeah. I wonder if it was on purpose.
Well, could have been.
Wait a second.
Yeah, there's a lot of those out there, like creepy experiments like that on kids.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever heard of what's the big brain one that they're always talking about? MK Ultra? Where they started doing mind control on people or whatever, or trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was like exposed because a bunch of people came forward.
I remember seeing someone do that at like a county fair or something.
MK Ultra
hypnosis or something like that.
Ooh.
Mind control.
Have you seen
and sleep
and there's and it's always just
real
people they hired. There's no way.
I know.
I do not believe I will ever be hypnotized by it.
Same.
We could get the dang most experienced hypnotist, renowned, bring him over here. Maybe he's like a witch or whatever. Maybe
Dude, I think our hibachi chef was a wizard or something. He was playing, he's like firebending last night.
Oh my
awesome.
Gosh, it was crazy. He put like this sauce on this burner and then lit it on fire and then like grabbed it and was like holding it in his hands.
And would put it on the other stuff. It would light on fire and then he would do this with his hands and it would put it out. Guys, everybody knows what this is.
Literally this. It was like a hand sanitizer or whatever. Whatever it was, you could catch it on fire, but then you could hold the thing that was on fire and it wouldn't burn you.
Yeah.
Insane. It was like blue flames. It looked like it was going to kill him.
It was super fun.
Yeah, hibachi's fun with a group of
people.
We'll
have to go there often.
Did Devin go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw his Be Real. He's like, I'm by myself.
By himself at hibachi. Dude, they gave all the girls eggs because they do eggs in the fried rice. Gave all the girls eggs. They were extra, so they just started going back around. What?
They gave everybody eggs.
Yeah.
Only like a few people didn't get them, I think.
Yeah.
And he held like the spatula sideways to throw it on there. We go around. It starts with, did Nate have one?
Uh-uh.
It starts with Nasty Nate was there.
Yeah, what the flip? Nate, Uncle Nate, Aunt Nikki, Cousin Eliana, then all of us.
You were out on Valentine's Day. Yeah. I text you.
Yeah.
That was our small group?
Yeah.
You already replaced with Devin.
But Nikki threw one and like missed. I think she missed.
Yeah.
And then Eliana goes.
And there was out of the table, because they're massive, like, and so it was all of us and then like two random, it was like a random couple directly across from where Eliana was.
She goes, throw her egg, throws it so hard, it skips across the burner and like cracks on the edge and almost shoots yolk onto the dude that's sitting across.
It's just this random couple. It was like all over where his plate was.
Like, whoa. He was funny though, our chef.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then, everybody else, it was hard. I tried to, little eyes closed, toss. I hit it, I think. Probably not.
Did not. No one actually hit it.
He was just holding it there or what?
He was holding like a spatula sideways and you had to throw the egg and crack it on the sideways spatula onto the burner. And we all just hit the burner.
I think I could have done it.
I thought that I would and I just missed like an idiot.
Making some jokes about being deported. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a hibachi chef and Parker mentioned actually already, but he was Hispanic. Who would have known?
As soon as he said huevos for the eggs, I was like, oh, okay. There we go. He did I've never seen a little onion volcano. Did it at the very end. Never seen one like that before.
Oh, really?
You never saw an onion volcano?
Not like that. I've only ever seen like just the fire. But he put like teriyaki sauce into it and then it just like
steaming. Like,
no, it like bubbled up and like exploded out of it.
Oh, cool.
It was sick.
It was sick.
And then it was steaming and he was like pretending like it was a train.
Yeah.
Choo-choo.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
That's fun. I like the hibachi grills.
Good food. Good fried rice.
It was pretty good.
Good steak.
Like,
it sat well.
Fun experience.
Yeah, it did.
It sat pretty
good. I mean, I had to use the bathroom immediately when I got home.
Immediately thereafter.
Other than that, it was awesome.
I've been saying immediately thereafter.
Really?
Instead of immediately afterwards. It sounds so much. It feels so much more sick.
Yeah. And everyone's like, whoa, where do you learn
that?
Whoa,
thereafter.
This guy's been reading books.
Wait a second.
Have you still been doing that?
Yeah.
As much?
Yep. I've been like doing the doom scrolling version of reading where I just read like a chapter from like six different books every day.
And then watch seven reels.
Instead of reading like three chapters, I'll just read one chapter from like a bunch of different books.
Nice.
Just to keep me so I don't get bored or whatever. And
you find it hard ever to keep track of like.
No, after you read a few sentences, then you kind of remember everything.
Oh, that's cool.
And so.
Kind of jogs the mem.
Books that are like novels or like story books.
That would be a little harder.
Those ones I'll listen to. Because they're not as, like, you don't have to, like, lock in as much. But if it's, like, a book where I'm, like, trying to learn, I've been reading it's called Eusebius.
The church history one?
It's church history written by this, like, guy named Eusebius. And it's, like, it was, like, 350 AD maybe when he wrote it. And it's just it's church history from Jesus's life until where, like, the current day where he was at. And so it was, like, went into a bunch of detail about the apostles and...
That's cool.
And, like, how they all died and all these different, like, teachings. All these, like, ancient, like, authors of heresy and, like, these groups that started to, like, come off of Christianity that were, like, you know...
just different variations of, like, trying to...
Yes, but, like, some that were, like, overtly demonic and, like, were just, like, using Jesus's name to crazy stuff and be not good.
I saw this excellent video from Landon McDonald. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is.
What?
Landon McDonald. He's from Theosu.
No, I'm not sure. I actually don't know who it is.
He used to do these scooter videos.
You would not believe how badly I have to pee right now. If I told you, you would say, wow, that sounds bad. And it would be worse. Yeah, no, there he is. Oh, I've seen this guy before, but I...
Smart dude.
He looks like... who does he look like?
Dude with a mustache.
I can't place it.
Do you not want gay and trans people to come to your church? And the answer is no, of course I want them here. I want everyone here. I want anyone here. Just because your struggle is different than mine doesn't mean your struggle is any worse than mine.
Insane.
That being
hair.
Said, none of us gets to pick and choose our struggle and say, well, you know what? We're not going to talk about that here. When the Bible surfaces a topic, we talk about that topic. We talk about what the Bible says. You can struggle all you want. You don't have to be straight to go to heaven, but you have to be saved. Being saved means that you repent. And anyone who's teaching you that that isn't true under the guise of loving you is not loving you at all. They're actually treating you horribly. And it's interesting because the viewpoint I've just said is often described as like homophobic or transphobic. It's actually the opposite of that, because if I was actually afraid, I wouldn't say it. The real truth is that the people that are actually afraid are the people that are condoning people's life choices that are actually poisonous lies. And we should never do that, you know.
What is that? What is Chris Popovich saying in the comments there?
Let's call it what whatever. It is. It's not a struggle. Not. It's a sin. It's a...
I don't think he's saying it's not a...
Whatever. Struggle is a... Why would you be struggling with if it wasn't a sin?
Yeah. Same-sex hookup. Anonymous same-sex hookups.
If you're numb to it?
You know,
I don't follow that page anymore.
No, it was the worst.
That was insane. Oh, man. Tangents. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Beast Games.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Did you guys finish it?
It was so good.
Yeah, I finished it. It was
everybody,
good.
Everybody, I'm sure you watched the last episode of Beast Games.
If you didn't, then...
It was electric.
It was electrifying.
So dude.
Yeah, we can't spoil it. We won't be able to spoil it. There's no way.
Yeah, okay. Skip ahead 3 minutes. If you haven't watched,
we should not say anything until 3 minutes from now, and then save one.
Exactly. Who won?
If you ever watched the Escape at 3 minutes, just kidding.
It was awesome though. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it was good, dude.
I can't believe the last game.
The person who I wanted to win won.
Yeah, same.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Same.
Wow. And the person I wanted to get $1 million for coming in third got $1 million for coming in third.
Yeah. Kind of a spoiler, but
no. Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, 3 minutes.
Also, the coin flip, bro.
Yeah, that was
that
crazy.
Was awesome.
Beginning of the
episode. That was so awesome.
That was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I did not like the part before. It's giving me good energy. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jeff is like, she just doesn't want to flip it. She wants you to flip it. He's like, no, I ain't scared. Nobody's scared over here.
Yeah.
Like, Gid, you flip it.
You flip that coin. Then you
flip
can it,
tell
you do
she
it.
Like. Because she was a professional wrestler, you can tell she's got like that stage thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
that makes
why
sense.
All of her like
so much showmanship.
So like,
yeah,
she does this.
Like smirks the camera, moves her head a lot,
like this.
Yeah,
like what do you want WWE?
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah,
it was crazy. It was such a good show, and there's gonna be more. It sounds like
seriously.
So
said.
How is he gonna keep doing that?
W.
They must generate a lot of money.
Yeah, dude, that's
you
like
think,
the most watched show of
you
all
think
time.
It didn't generate $10 million.
No, I'm
they
saying
they gave away so much.
He said it costs like $200 million. Yeah, I think his budget was $100 million, and he said they went way over budget.
Yeah, they because they gave away like
they
millions,
built a dang
so
city.
Many millions. Yeah, did you see that? Like the winner got like 5 point or like over
yeah, 5.5 million or something.
Yeah,
after taxes.
Oh, that's cool. So he actually got like the grand prize originally.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you think they weren't going to give him the grand prize?
No, but since it doubled, he got literally the dollar amount of the grand prize.
After tax.
Yes.
Like of the original grand prize.
Which is cool. Also, he's going to use that money for his son's rare brain disease.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler.
It has definitely been 3 minutes. From
yeah.
Said
no,
that.
It was four. It was at four. Oh. So we're good.
We can move on from that just so we don't spoil anything for other people.
Yeah.
Oh, so good though.
So good.
I was like, I haven't been that hooked on a show ever.
You've never watched Survivor, my friend.
Yeah, I have.
Probably not that good. The people are too weird for me to get into it.
Everyone's
just a bunch of
weirdos. It's always at the beginning of the season when we first are introduced to the people.
Bro, I love Survivor.
They're so weird. But then you get a few that rise to the top.
Oh, really?
Like Malcolm, one of my all-time favorite players.
Love Malk.
So good. He came back in 2 seasons.
Yeah. I used to watch Survivor all the time.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
It was... that show gets a hook, too. But this one, because it's only 10 episodes.
What?
We're going to learn to swear.
Oh, all right.
On that. He was 3 years old and he started cussing up a storm. But yeah, that was just good TV.
I mean, it's just good television.
It really was.
He just knows how to, and he's not like conventionally like a TV host, but nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be crazy charismatic and loud and hilarious. Like, he's just so genuine and like weird and awkward.
Brutal.
Yeah, and it just works, dude. Everyone loves it because it's so genuine.
What's the next word? What's going to be like the next word that he uses all the time? Because brutal has been around for a while, and I think he's sticking with
brutal.
Brutal's his thing.
That's just his first reaction. That's just brutal. And it is brutal. Some of them are brutal. Yeah. It's a good word to describe it.
Nasty. That was nasty.
That was disgusting.
Disgusting. That's next.
Oh.
That was cutthroat.
Oh, that's what it's going to be.
You guys, what do you think it would
take? Henceforth, that's cutthroat. Flare to it. What have you been saying?
You think if we did crazy stuff?
Immediately thereafter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Wait, it was not just immediately thereafter. Wait, what was the normal saying?
Afterwards.
Oh, immediately afterwards. Immediately thereafter. I think if we started doing, you think, regular short form video content?
Like what?
Like just random stuff that we're doing.
Oh, podcast clips.
Oh, yeah. We need to post so many more. We should just divide up our whole episode into minute clips and post them all, and then one of them will go viral.
Something will hit.
Nothing makes sense because it's literally just one minute increment.
Oh, what do they say about that? You gotta watch.
Then you can go to the profile and see the next clip.
If you want to listen to our podcast, that'd be so annoying. You're like listening in your pocket, you just flip it. And then starts repeating itself.
Just doom scrolling through the podcast.
Post our episode in 60-minute YouTube shorts.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
Is the YouTube short the longest you can do?
You can do TikToks for so long, too. Yeah, you can do, like, 10-minute TikToks.
Yeah, people can do... you can do 10-minute reels also.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, there's this guy that did it for this woodworking channel I was watching. I was like, man, this is way longer than 10 seconds. It was 5 minutes.
I wonder what... I'm sure they can do reels as long as, like, Instagram's video limit now.
Yeah.
Whatever, however long they're...
People are...
You put a movie on Instagram.
Huh?
I'm just saying things.
You guys, maybe. Try it.
I've seen... You know how some kids have these YouTube channels of, like, them opening toys and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they're making millions of dollars.
Toys and open them.
And, like, there's this guy who will... He had Milwaukee send him probably... $20,000 worth of tools.
Just, how did he do that? Just like, hey.
Well, he has a pretty big company. So they wanted him to obviously use their tools because a lot of people would buy them just from that. But the video is just him showing all the tools that he was sent and unboxing all of them and organizing them in his toolbox. It's like, people love that crap. They were just watching him buying new stuff. So I was thinking, every time I buy something,
boom, video.
Just video posted on Gas Boys. We should be like, guys, look at this speedboat I bought.
I don't know about Gas Boys.
What about Gas Boys? Maybe Gav's Toys?
Gav's Toys. Yeah, no, there you go. Good. No, it's good. It's a good idea. We just can't shove that garbage down our audience's throat. Just kidding. That's a good idea. We do Gas Boys tools.
No, not just tools. Just
Gas random Boys, stuff. Random stuff.
I think if we just posted random things on our profile. Like the other Gas Boys
started
channel.
Posting.
Crap. Yeah.
What did you just say about
the other Gas Boys?
I'm gonna
Boys?
Pretend like you didn't just say that.
I'm
bleeping everything.
It's
out.
It's one guy that's popular that made their channel.
Oh,
and
really?
Their YouTube channel is not even that big.
All right, Gavin, get popular.
I think that's what I need to do.
Literally. How long have we been recording for, huh?
This guy.
It says 111, but I don't know if we. I don't know when we started.
We started right then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's solid.
The only dead time was when you were looking up Big Rack.
Oh, and it was a...
That was disgusting.
Really good picture.
Disgusting. Oh, I forgot to bring my new gift. Mariah got me this sick for Valentine's Day. Do you remember the Elvis clock that was in Papa's office?
Yeah.
I text Nana about it. And she was like, oh, I gave it away. Because there was like a family friend that we knew who's a big Elvis fan. And so I think she gave it away shortly after he passed away. So it was like 10 years ago. Shortly thereafter he passed away. And so...
It doesn't work if you say what happened. Can't say shortly thereafter something. It's either shortly after something or shortly thereafter.
Shortly thereafter.
They
he passed away and shortly thereafter. There it
gave
is.
Away the clock.
Yeah.
But I found one because I like found the picture and I sent it to Nana, and it was like just someone on Etsy, and Mariah bought it for Valentine's Day.
You love Elvis?
I just love the clock.
Yeah. Oh. And Elvis is a great guy.
So I'm going to bring it in here.
Oh, that's
meant
cool.
to bring it this time, but I didn't.
I didn't bring my sword, dude. I keep forgetting.
You do. It's at your parents, though, right?
No, it's at my apartment.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we saw that.
That's
your
only weapon.
Yeah. Let's bring that.
Defense. You know, yeah, definitely.
We'll bring it next time.
Yeah, criminals coming to my apartment. That's my only defense.
You're the...
We should put guns all over the ceiling in here.
Press a button and the water just opens up to armory.
Oh, it shoots someone walking in.
Oh, yeah.
Intruders.
Bad guys walk in.
Like a Vector's fortress.
Yes, we should get a shark.
Oh, a shark mode.
Mariah's so brother sick. Used to have a pet shark. Like in a little tank, like a mini shark. We get a mini shark.
That yeah, we get
what
mini
is this,
sharks.
Spy Kids?
Oh my gosh. It's literally Gas Boys.
It's dressed up as Big Thumb people too.
Yeah, no one said that, Gavin.
They had little sharks. Really? They also had that monkey spider.
Monkey spider.
So I think it's supposed to be a spider.
Now
monkey.
We're getting off track. All right,
this is...
I'm about to leave you guys. I leave on Thursday.
Oh,
17 hour drive to West Virginia.
I was thinking about that today. And you're coming back when?
Tuesday.
Ooh, we're gonna have to record
Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
Oh crud.
Or we just record for another 45 minutes.
No.
Single episode right now. I'm hungry though.
I'm so I have to pee so bad.
Yeah, you've had to pee for a while.
We gotta play PUBG.
I drink that whole tea.
I drink that whole tea.
Oh my goodness. I recently discovered the white Red Bull is actually good.
Oh,
I always thought coconut bear. And thought it was just like
you have 10
tastes
seconds.
Tastes like coconuts. Like pee all over. It's like coconut berry. And so we went to HTO today. We went to Tyler to get fitted for our suits for Christian's wedding.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, jerks.
I don't know how. I swear he was there.
I didn't have anything going on.
I at least talked to Devin. Asked him if you want to go. He said,
oh, that's cool.
Today.
Scrub.
Went to HTO on the way back. And I got a little sweet coconut, sweet raspberry. Tastes exactly like the Red Bull.
You're
it
joking.
It was so good. No, it was so... I'm not joking. You think I am, but I'm not.
I had this...
the monk fruit Red Bull?
This one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. It just tastes like a regular Red Bull to me.
Yeah, it's not quite.
It's a little bit more zing, a little more pep.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, a little more zing, a little
what
more...
What if we made a Red Bull with
longer tank?
More zing and more pep?
Exactly. I think you might be onto something.
All right.
I,
about a zing and pep all
here's
over the,
thing, the
studio.
Though. Here's my deal with Red Bull right now. Oh, I have not yet had the vanilla berry, whatever... Because I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, they're selling on Marketplace for like $50.
Have you seen the Wildberry Red Bull? It's pink.
Yes, I have seen
no.
that.
No.
Pink can. It just came out a couple weeks ago.
Okay, Red Bull, slow down. They were not dropping flavors for eternity.
They were not dropping flavor back in the day. Like
and
they
now they're dropping
the
flavors all the time. And there's so many that are not good.
Speaking of dropping flavor, Mac McClung won the dunk contest for the third straight year.
Oh my gosh.
Insane.
He is such a freak, bro. He's the best dunker of all time.
It was so good.
That's ever been in a dunk contest. Vince Carter, Blake Griffin, Michael Jordan, none of them compare.
Is Blake Griffin that good?
Yeah. He was a great dunker.
Oh yeah, he was.
Back in the day.
Back in the diz. But Mac McClung, you got to watch some of those dunks from last night. He had, so you get four dunks and there's five judges that rate them out of 50 each dunk. So there's three rounds. The first round has two dunks. There's five judges. Okay. There's three rounds. The first round has two dunks. The last two rounds have one dunk each.
Okay.
He got a 50. There was only one guy that got a 50 in one of his dunks out of all the other competitors. Mac McClung got a 50 on all four of his dunks. So there were five total perfect 50s out of the whole dunk contest. Mac McClung had four of them on all four of his dunks. Everyone else combined for 150 out of all their dunks.
Is he in the NBA?
He's in the G League. Here we go.
His first one.
That's
yesterday.
His first dunk.
Over the car.
He's like 5'11". He's like 6 feet tall. I don't know how tall he is. He was standing next to this lady that was interviewing him, though, and they were the same height.
Here's the next one.
This one was sick. I like this one.
Oh, he spun around.
He spun around in the last. He was just hovering there, facing the other direction, and then spun last second. He's just floating.
You look right here. He gets the ball. Look at the patience. Patience. Patience.
Look at his head. Now it's at the rim.
Now you see him, Chan? Now you get to see.
That must be also the guy holding the ball. Gotta trust your holder.
He's still hanging in the air. Spin,
young man. Watch this. Dude spinning on a hoverboard. One guy on a ladder. He dunks both basketballs.
You are being challenged for the greatest dunker in dunk history. You are being challenged. Like, the imagination, the creativity, the up, the hype. Grab the other one, punch that.
Oh, come on.
That's crazy.
Believe that, dude. I couldn't do that. Like, we couldn't do that on a mini hoop in 1,000 tries.
Wow.
Okay, maybe I'm on 900 try.
Again, I will say this like I said last year.
And then the last one. Yeah, they have this big 7-footer.
We couldn't see it, but he
oh, yeah, right here.
First time.
7-footer.
On a platform.
Standing on a platform.
Want some to watch the replay? Watch this. He goes, boom, and then dunks it. Taps it on the rim, goes back, slams it. Over a 7-foot tall dude.
That's wild.
He like,
clear
I don't know
him,
how
dude.
He levitates
like, he
like
pushed
that,
off
bro.
The dude.
His eyes are at the rim. How tall? Look how tall. Look up how tall he is. I'm curious. I don't even think he's like 6'3". He's
6'2".
And he jumps and his eyes are above the rim.
That's insane, dude. And he's in the G League?
Yeah, he's not like, I guess, that good at the rest of the basketball so part, but he's got the dunking down.
So how many people actually compete in the dunk contest?
Only 4 this year.
That's
can they usually do more?
50-inch vertical.
I don't know.
But they just don't because they all suck?
No one wants to play against, no one's dunk against
Mac.
Yeah,
obviously Mac was going to win.
He said he might be done. He might not come back.
It's kind of unfair. He obviously just wins every year.
But I haven't watched a dunk contest in a while.
Yeah.
Watched it this year.
Watch it because of him. Could you imagine if he wasn't there? Those other 3 were terrible. They were so bad compared
to
Mac.
They were missing a lot, too. Like, he didn't miss a single one. Like, you have a minute 30 timer going.
Yeah, to try again.
And you just get as many tries as you can get in
that
time.
Everyone else was doing easier dunks, and they just kept missing. He would just go up there, the craziest dunk you've ever seen,
first try.
It was awesome.
Incredible.
What an animal.
He is.
Oh, Christian peed on the floor.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay.
It's a yellow chair anyway.
Yeah.
These chairs are so comfy.
They're so comfy.
You're welcome.
How's your chair?
It's really nice. My butt hurts. Can't feel it.
These ones are so cushiony. I could take a nice nap.
Ragger.
Cozy up.
All right.
You guys, we got to go home.
Thanks for listening.
Hop on for PUBG.
Yep. Bro. Bye.
Peace.
You guys are all stars.